May I congratulate our members who were debating yesterday. You debated very well, Honorable Adams and Honorable Mahen. You know, you were just to the point. Nobody sitting nothing, just to on the point. That was wonderful. I enjoyed it, and I'm sure the members of the committee did enjoy your debate. Your particular debate, you two people. We've got the committee, the draft budget vote of the committee, and I'll ask the content advisor just to go over the observations and the recommendations, and then we consider it. May I hand over to you, from page 12.
Thank you.
Observation.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good day, honorable members of the day. As the Chairperson directed us, we won't deal with the preliminary page of the report, because they deal with the committee process, yeah, in terms of how we went about producing the strategic plan and the APP of the department and other information pertains to budget allocation as per the estimate of the national expenditure and PME, and that information was analyzed by the researcher and was presented to members. The members used that information during the deliberations with the department and SAT together with other briefing that were provided. So, as the Chairperson has directed, we will just zoom into page 12, which starts to consolidate now all the work that culminates from the deliberations between the committee, the department, SAT, and the Office of the Auditor General. The committee observations are divided into two. We have those that are for the Department of Tourism and those that are for South African Tourism. And for the committee observations for the department, we are divided into two. We have service delivery observations and budget-related observations. Business members have had the document with them, I think, since Monday. I won't read everything. I'll just highlight what are the issues there. So there was a matter raised around cooperative governance. The committee was concerned that at a local level in particular, you have a lot of structures that are not working together, that culminate poor service delivery. That was in relation in particular to signage throughout the country, but in particular to attractions such as Mandela Capture Site, and then the committee, they asked the Director General during the meeting that he should work closely with his counterparts, other departments, to ensure that other departments that are part of implementation of the signage in the country participate effectively. Heading of Tourism complaints, the department mentioned that they had about 34 in the previous financial year, and most of them were related to consumer dissatisfaction about the service, which then becomes as a matter of a committee to say, if you have the tourism grading cancer, that should be ensuring the standards. So you should not be having such complaints in the industry. Point 1.3, capacity building in rural areas. This was the matter raised in relation to rural communities, whereby you find that people live adjacent to the parks and just observe the tourism activity where they will see tourists coming in and out. And then the committee then urged the department to look at introducing innovative ways of promoting rural tourism such as homestays. And the department alluded that in their Malaysian study tour they had already taken some communities like in Johannesburg where they were pioneering the issue of homestays. Now planning for projects, this is a measure that is recurring from many other recommendations. If it's to ask where I find that the department does not been properly for projects, and other cases with regards to what happened in the previous financial year, and if you look at the implementation methodology in this year, there's a different project whereby the department will be working with other authorities where they have a problem of pinning, whereby these agencies used by the department, sometimes they don't adhere to time frames, which then affect the capacity of the department to perform, therefore, thereby not meeting their commitments in the APP. Marine and Coastal, on page 14, Marine and Coastal Tourism, this is a matter that came up when the committee was deliberating on the initiatives by the Department on Operation Pakistan and taking advantage of our almost 3,000 kilometer coastline. And committee acknowledged that the department was going to implement the blue bag, but the issue was that was too narrow and the department needed to expand and include other aspects of marine and coastal tourism. So those were service delivery issues. In terms of budget recommendations, there were issues around control of the budget transfer to SAT. The committee felt that there is a lot of money which is transferred to SAT. Therefore, department should play effective oversight role over SAT to ensure that that money which is transferred to SAT is used effectively. Then compensation of employees. This observation emanates from the directive that the department has been given by the National Treasury to say they can't spend over the amount that has been allocated in the NE, the ENE, and currently the department was having a staff complement which is more than what is allowed in their staffing arrangement. They have about 750, and then which then moving forward might affect service delivery issues if they have to cut those posts. So the committee was saying here, maybe when people resign or retire, so the department must see how they deal with the issue of so that you do not have problems where the department cannot pay their employees. Then there was an issue of capital assets. This relates mainly with a funded public program, because over the years we have had a problem whereby the department was not classifying the EPWP or the SRI budget correctly. As members will recall, last year AG has given them an ultimatum that if they did not classify correctly, they were going to get a qualified audit from that one. So they have classified it correctly this time around. So with regard to South African tourism, there was an issue of SAT country offices, and the committee either was urging the department to ensure that they use that hub strategy they say that they will be using, so that they move to more of local offices instead of brick and mortar type of offices, so that they spread the budget that they have instead of having those costly implementation methods they've been using before. Then the relationship with foreign machines. This also is a matter that the committee was suggesting to them to say, because you have these eco offices and in other countries already you have people who are tourism attachés there. So it won't be possible then for SAT to also consider the same, so that you do not have people that structures that you need to be supported financially, therefore incurring those currency losses. The 6.3, so this one talks to the National Convention Bureau. So this pertains mainly to the issue of the geographical spread that the committee has been talking about with the National Convention Bureau to say they have to ensure that the meetings are spread all over the country, not just in the three major cities, which Durban, Johannesburg, and Cape Town, but they must also look at smaller towns in terms of the meetings that have fewer delegates that can be handled by convention facilities in those smaller towns. There was also a discussion around the improvement of airlift. The committee observed that in the discussion you had cities such as Cape Town and Durban that had their airlift, but you do not have a national airlift as it is better of Department of Transport, the custodian of airlift. But also the issue of direct flights, to say if you don't have an airlift, then you don't have a strategy in terms of targeting or markets or even emerging markets where you can have direct flights, then you can have volumes from those. So the committee was saying then the department must work closely with the Department of Transport in that regard to ensure that the national airlift strategy is developed that will then talk to even domestic tourism, not just only international tourism. Addressing challenges in the grading scheme is another observation there, where the committee observed that the Grading Council of South Africa is not implementing the Tourism Act fully, in that they are not grading all the establishments in the tourism value chain, including attractions and transportation, and then TGSSA, they complained that they do not have funding. To them, they see that as an extended unfunded mandate. There was also an observation about, you know, that is a matter that the committee has always been raising to get this matter into finality, and the department then observed or commended the department that they started with the process through SAT, and then was awaiting the announcement of the prefect, a leader in that regard. Then there is an issue about tourism growth. This talks mainly to the issue of arrivals, as the committee has constantly raised the issue of how the immigration regulations have been affected the number of arrivals in the country. But as of the beginning of this day, January, it was observed that about 15% of growth took place, with China at a very high rate in terms of increase over 90%. And then looking at how they can be sustained moving forward into the year. Then there is also the observation around the role of private sector in marketing for Africa. This is the issue around the Thomson Levy Commission. The matter that such members met Thomson Levy in Gauteng, and they informed the community that their levy collectors are declining, and they were not also happy with the way in which South African tourism was utilizing that funding, and in tabling the spread, said in the amount that is given to the department, about 15% thereof will now be retained by potentially before implementing some of the collaboration programs. Then that is the issue that the committee needs to be looked at, because there are some agreements that were reached before, and also to check if SAT is really improving in terms of how those funds are utilized. Then there was issue of domestic tourism. This pertains mainly to the tourism budget that is reimbursed for domestic tourism from the National Treasury. To say the money must be used effectively to ensure that there is a growth, because what has been observed in the previous financial year where the funding started, there was no noticeable growth in terms of domestic trade. So the community then, the concern there was, with this money given to them, how can they best utilize it to ensure that there's growth in domestic tourism? But also, the board of SAT informed the committee that they were now changing the methodology in terms of how they are dealing with some organizations that deal, for example, with arts and culture, some parks where they were talking about the use of introducing wild cards and discount from domestic tourists. Then another observation to do with the improvement of the social responsibility implementation project, which is the EPWP project. This one has to do with the committee was informed that They have been finalized and some of issues or matters have served before the court, but the committee has not up to now received a report. So the department they submit that report for the consideration by the committee. And there is another issue which has to do with ease of travel and accreditation of operators abroad. So this is a matter that deals particularly with immigration regulations and concessions that were made by the Interministerial Committee. Certainly growth that is seen in January might be a direct result of countries like China, where now people are no longer expected to go and do those in-person applications, but they are issued visas on arrival, and that India also was going to get the same arrangement. And also it has noticed from the information that the committee got from the minister that there was a cabinet announcement, which is not a decision yet, that looked at ensuring that all BRICS countries that have visas from countries that have strict visa regulations like Schengen, block or countries, US and UK, those automatically become exempted for South Africa because they don't have those onerous visa requirements. So then on page 20, then there are recommendations. Members will notice they are not the exact, because normally we will try to get a recommendation for every observation, but this is because of the consolidated program of action that needs to be taken by the department if the recommendations are implemented or accepted by the department. There is one that has to deal with the issue of the compensation of employees, whereby the committee recommends that the department devises innovative ways of ensuring that they implement the human resource strategy within the confines of the compensation of employees budget. Because the internet is expected, they cannot go beyond what Treasury has allowed them without compromising civil service delivery, a mandate of the department. Another recommendation is that the department should ensure proper planning for projects and that partner organizations implementing projects on behalf of the department adhere to agreed time frames to avoid delays in the implementation of projects and achieving targets in the annual performance plan. That the deals with the matter whereby the department does not meet their AP targets because there was poor project planning. Another recommendation is that the department is urged to work closely with other government departments and agencies to intergovernmental structures and professional workers to unblock in the regard to providing signage to major tourist attractions throughout the country. Then there is a time frame that we put in this that they must report within 6 months after the adoption of the report, because they expected that maybe the DG still have to meet with the counterparts and come up with the strategy, because this is a matter that has been going on for a long time. And from the matters that were discussed, so from what the committee told the DG to go and consult professionally, so within 6 months, it is maybe a reasonable time for him to have consulted and come to the committee with a comprehensive report to say how are they going to deal with those issues, including Mandela Teacher Site. South African Tourism, there's another recommendation. This one has to deal with the IMC announcement that the minister makes a call within cabinet to for a speedy and holistic implementation of IMC recommendations, because you will see that as much as the recommendations were made, they have not been fully implemented. So this is now starting to create a challenge even with the trade out there, because they feel like the government misled them, because they were told, particularly with this requirement of unabridged birth certificates. So industry, by now, they feel this matter should have been addressed, but it's one of those outstanding issues, and the matter there is outside the hands of the Minister of Tourism, because the Department of Home Affairs has to amend the regulations, because the issue of unaccreditation is in the regulations. So this is the process, they need to amend those regulations. That's why the matter is still there. So it's for our minister just to talk to his counterparts in the cabinet and ensure that the matter of implementing these recommendations could be addressed. Another recommendation has to deal with the issue of currency losses, because the department said as much as now Treasury allows them to give money upfront to SAT to pay those offices abroad so that they don't incur this cost. But the permanent solution has not been found yet. So the department said they were still negotiating with Treasury and their partners. So the recommendation is that that process must be finalized, and within 6 months a report brought to the committee to say how that matter has been resolved. Then this increasing council recommendation there is one of the recommendations that has been there in other documents of the committee, but the addition with this one is that they considered two committees, no, they haven't really implemented the act fully, but the issues within the policy itself. So now it's a matter of ensuring that they conduct a policy review in terms of whether the grading is compulsory, but free, and also now the issue of ensuring that they implement the act fully in extending grading to other facilities, not accommodation only. There is a recommendation number 7 with regard to the Conservation Bureau. Members recall that there are 138 meetings planned for this year, and the reporting is an annual target. It will come at the end of the year. So the committee has recommended that if maybe they can come up with a quarterly breakdown, because those meetings have already, they know which meetings will be held. If they come up with a quarterly breakdown of those meetings and indicate in which provinces the meetings will be held and cities, and also that they address the issue of geographical spread. To address the issue of Tomta Levy, there was a discussion in the committee, and there was also another discussion in the management meeting where the chairperson instructed the researchers to do an internal investigation in terms of how other countries deal with the issue of this collaboration in terms of marketing funding between the private sector and government, and also look at how then other countries use tourism tax to then deal with the issues of marketing for tourism. And members will recall this is a matter that this is now starting to create a problem throughout the country, where other provinces, in particular, say that introduced the tourism tax, and there was the private sector was dismantled and it was put on hold. But reading the budget tabling of the MEC, you can see that they are moving ahead because they have appointed the service providers to look into this. But you do not have a national police, so it's better that at a national level we have an idea of how the thing will be done. So it's just for the minister then to consider a police review on transparency the collection, because what is happening in transparency, remember, is that there will be this 1% that they will pay to SAT, but it is also voluntary. So most of them are not paying, and those that have been paying are pulling out of the scheme. So to the, how do you control this? Because in the long run, might have the number declining. But those are the 8 recommendations and members that were trying to consolidate all the discussion. We will be without having a recommendation for each and every recommendation, observation that was made by the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Smoo. Honourable members, that's the nutshell of what we are looking at and talking about as the budget, the Portfolio Committee on Tourism draft budget vote for the committee. If there's anything to add, you can add it, or you can edit whatever you want to edit, EDIT or add ADD. it was really going to be very time consuming to go over the whole document, but the most important aspects were observations and recommendations, and that is what we'll actually be doing.
Madam Chair, perhaps just a clarification in terms of the recommendation 8.4, where it relates to the visa regulations. If you read it together with page 19, paragraph 6.2.11, the other issue that's outstanding is, of course, the policy statement with regards to exempting travelers from the BRICS countries. If you read then 8.4, then it refers to including the requirement for increased birth certificates to ease travel and increase tourist arrivals. So that one is perhaps left out. Is it not advisable to include that specific one also in 8.4? You're following me? So that you actually specify both BRICS countries exemption, because that will obviously be good in terms of our international relations to indicate that it's part of our recommendation that we do consider our BRICS countries and then the Arabic specifically, so that both are mentioned. Then, Madam Chair, if I may continue, paragraph 8.8, because this document, once it's adopted, becomes public, part of the public record, the Minister considers policy review on Tonta levy collection and investigates the possibilities of a compulsory tourism tax. That's almost heading already into the direction of a decision that is going to be where we're heading towards. Is it not perhaps advisable to say that that we investigate various other mechanisms of tourism levies to be raised instead of calling it a compulsory tourism tax? Because we know this is a very private market-driven industry, and if we, as a committee, the whole thing is we mustn't suffocate the industry with excessive regulations. We should rather create a framework. So I'm just, perhaps just a suggestion that we revise the wording there so that we consider other mechanisms of tourism levies to be raised. And now the rest of the committee feels, because if we say compulsory tourism tax, then that is the thinking of the committee. We are preempting, and then, Madam Chair, on 8.7, when we talk about the business, the National Conventions Bureau, in this paragraph, we are only asking for a breakdown of the towns and cities. But if you read it together with the paragraph dealing with this particular issue, and I'm trying to go back in my notes. Page 16? Here we are, 6.2.3. Then we are actually putting it to the Conventions Bureau that more should be done to deal with the geographic spread of conferencing. And in this recommendation, it only asks for a breakdown. Could we not then include the words, plus a plan to deal with the geographic spread? So that actually make it a firm recommendation that it's not only a breakdown we are requesting, we're actually requesting you to deal with the geographic spread, that you do more conferencing in the rest of the country besides only the four or five larger cities. So it's just perhaps giving us more scope as a committee to hold them to that particular recommendation. I think, Madam Chair, that's basically all I would like to add at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think the researcher was going to be looking at other modalities around Tonsa Levy. Yeah, and will give us information thereafter. We will share with the committee whatever other modalities are. I think due to the short time that we have, these are the things that we are to look at, and thank you for the input. It will assist, and I'm sure all those questions would be accepted, but we are aware of what we're talking about and what we're talking about around the budget vote. And thank you. maybe we can adopt this with the amendment, if that is agreeable with the members, so that we are able to go into our budget vote debate with this having been done with. If that is, if members are agreeable on that one, because the observations and recommendations are the most important parts of the report. Otherwise, the narrative is just a narrative. No, the signage one, we did put it, it's there. Plus also the cooperation between the department, the intergovernmental relations, it's there.
That's why I didn't mark it, because I thought it captured basically the point you were trying to drive, so I'm very grateful that it's been put in here, and the committee will, I hope, will drop that as a positive and structured move going forward.
I tell you, the very fact that you did not even correct it, I just thought it was correct. It was... Yes. Are you adopting?
Yes.
Okay, proposal for adoption, because that's what I said, that it's a proposal for adoption. Second, many people seconded. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And lastly, before the bell rings, we've got permission to go to Indaba. And the most important sections are the ministerial roundtable on the 6th and the breakfast at the breakfast briefing. Those are the most important, because we are getting a gist of what is going on. The other things are special sessions which we can attend to, but we are all to leave a place on Sunday. So, yeah, we go on Friday, but Sunday, we leave on Sunday. But whoever has attended the breakfast show and decides to leave can leave, or whoever has been at the ministerial roundtable and decides to leave can leave, and let us just correct that from the very beginning. Those who are going for Friday only for the ministerial roundtable, let's be clear on that, and then for the breakfast briefing, and those who will be staying until Sunday, fine, but nobody is sleeping at the hotel on Sunday. Because Monday, everybody should be at their constituents. That's a brief, or that's a proviso for us being given permission to go there. So that's it. And I'm sure Koso will be doing a round robin from people to find out, you there, blah, 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 blah. At least Honorable Kronborg and myself, and as well as Honorable Kulu and Lego, at least we will drive home. Some people are going to be flying home. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. And so we've done a job. Thank you for coming at this time. We're deferring everything else. We're just looking at the issues, and time does not allow us to do that. Thank you very much.